55. Hotline is not ringing, huh?
Nothing. Did he forget?
No. I don't know. It's okay, you know? Maybe he fell asleep, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe he got carjacked, you know?
You said, didn't you pop in on his program?
I did.
And you said, hey,
yeah.
You know, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Sure.
And he said, yep. And then he just didn't call.
I think he actually said, brah, brah.
Do you think he's afraid? Do you think he's scared?
No, definitely not that guy. I would never say that.
Seems like he's, I mean, you know. Maybe he's got no rhymes this week.
Oh, boy.
You know
don't
what I mean?
Do this, Will. Don't
he,
do it.
He
don't.
Already used them all up. He's got no rhymes left. He's
what if
like,
he ran out of,
you
don't have change for the payphone or something, you know?
Those don't exist, do they?
Every now and then I'll see somebody post a picture of one. It's really weird.
Payphone in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, dude.
I don't believe it.
I thought about starting a Twitter account just called Payphone, and where I just take pictures of payphones and let people know where I found it. it's really, really interesting when you see one that actually works. I don't know if they have any in town that actually work.
I would not want to pick up a payphone. If I saw it, I mean...
Oh, I'm not touching it. No, God, no. Just like I don't borrow people's cell phones. Isn't that the weirdest thing when you're in public and some guy's like, hey, I need to make a phone call. Can I borrow your phone? No.
I did that one time. I was at the Hollander Hotel a few years ago, and there was a sketchy-looking dude, and he just... I got a bad vibe from him, but like 51-49 type of vibe. I'm just not sure. And, you know, you're dubious anyways. I mean, your phone is a very valuable possession. I mean,
sure, it's got everything in it. Not only the cost, but it has your whole life in it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So he's asking, he goes, hey, listen, my car broke down. I just need to call my mom. And, and I'm just going, and I said to him, I go, dude, I got a bad feeling about you. and I had a few drinks and I said, At first I told him I didn't have a phone, but this was in the times where everybody has a phone in their pocket. I mean, that's just a thing now. And I said, I got a bad feeling about you. He goes, no, I swear to God. He goes, look, I swear to God, I'm not going to steal your phone.
Uh-huh.
And I go, listen, I'll let you use my phone. Please don't steal it. Okay? And I go, listen to me. I have nothing. Do you understand? I literally have nothing. This is the only thing that I have. Okay? Please, please, I'm begging you, don't steal this phone. I want to believe in humanity again. Please. And he goes, I'm not going to steal your phone. I swear. And I go, all right, man. Here you go. And I gave him the phone. He dialed a number. He talked to somebody for a little bit. He gave me the phone back.
Okay.
Gave me the phone back. I could not believe it. I said, this phone is gone. And this would be the nail in the coffin for me as far as human beings and trusting them. That would be it. I would never, I don't think I would do it now because there's just so many more options. Let's just go into the Hollander. They have a phone at the Hollander, you know.
Or if anything, I would say, give me the number and I'll dial it and put it on speakerphone and I'll hold it in my hand and you can talk to them.
Yeah, but they could still, you know, stab you while you're
I could stab them too. How about if I hold a knife to their throat while...
Okay, now we're talking. Yeah.
I'll go ahead. Make a funny move, dog.
If you move, that's a good one. You could hold the knife to their throat.
Right.
If you move, you're going to slit your own throat.
Exactly. I didn't kill you. You killed you.
I like that.
Jack off.
That's pretty good. But I was so thrilled that I didn't get my phone stolen that day. That was a great day. And I'm pretty sure he was on pills. I'm almost positive. Yeah. I think my pep talk, honestly, of being like, listen, dude, I have nothing. This will devastate me if you do this to me. It will really hurt me really, really bad. And I think he was thinking about it and just said, I can't do it to this loser.
You made a pill head feel sorry for you?
I was a bigger loser than he was. Yeah, and he felt bad for me.
What if he would have just gave you his phone? Look, dude, I actually have a phone. Take this and go sell it.
He's like, it's actually one newer version of an iPhone.
What is that, an iPhone 6? I have an iPhone 8.
Yeah,
here
just
take
this, man.
Piece of crap.
Yeah.
I always thought that, too. Like, back, I used to have real junker cars, you know, back when I was in my 20s, I would just buy these $200 and $300 cars all the time that were just crap. And somebody broke into it one time, and all they did was like break the window. There was nothing to take, and the stereo was so bad they left it in there. It was like an 8-track player.
Yeah.
And I thought, how funny would it be if they would have like had a stereo on them that from like a car they just broke into before mine?
Replaced it.
It just replaced mine with the nicer stereo and just left a note on there like, here, dog, you know, Robin Hood came, got you a better stereo.
Yeah, yeah, times are tough.
This one has a CD player, you know, enjoy, you know, and be like, oh, that's so nice of you.
That's one of the good things, you know, with the world burning. And you know, prices are going up on everything. It's like, oh, the interest rate's going up. I'm like, I don't care. I mean, okay, I'm not borrowing any. I'm not buying houses. I'm not buying cars. You know, I pray that my car holds together. And you know, but I'm not. I don't have any major purchases or equity or things in my name to worry about. It's kind of freeing in a certain way. Now, did I tell you the bad news that I got? I talked about it on a live stream today. I don't think I told you about it yesterday.
What happened?
Oh, my God, to my landlord.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it last night. Yeah.
Did I talk about it on air?
Yeah.
I did. Okay.
I think so.
So he's coming to take pictures of my apartment tomorrow, which means that he's putting it on the market to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking on Zillow after he called me just to see what prices were like. You know, around Pinellas County.
Shocking.
To see where, dude, there is nowhere. I mean, nowhere that I could live by myself.
No, dude. There's no shot. No, like right now, like what we pay in for this house is such a bargain compared to everything else. Like the rent has been raised on this house. You know, this is a very humble 3-2, and we rent from one of the biggest you know, property management companies in the country that buys up all the houses. They're one of the criminals we rent from. And, you know, owned by, you know, BlackRock, I'm sure. But, you know, we're a little less than $2,000 a month. And for this house, if we were to try to move into a house comparable to this one, you're talking $2,400 a month, easy. An apartment right now, ridiculous. They're popping up apartments like so fast all over Florida, even in Brandon here. I mean, it's crazy. Places where I didn't think they can fit apartment buildings have apartment buildings. And I look online, and the cheapest one is $1,900 or $2,000 for like a one bedroom. It's insanity.
The cheapest thing that I saw was $900. And actually, I got to say, it looked all right from the inside. Yeah, but it was in.
Was it like a shed?
Kinda, and it was in large. Like there was one that was $1,100 in Pinellas Park a month, but it was literally a mobile home, not a mobile home, an RV.
Yeah, dude.
Like you would live in somebody's
yard, someone's backyard. Yeah,
in an RV for $1,100 a month, and that was in Pinellas Park.
Uh huh.
It's shot. I mean, I can't believe it. The Ask the Dom had on some mortgage dudes on here, Andre. And I can't remember the other guy's name, but they were talking about it. Like, and I don't know what this means. I saw these numbers, these percentages, these figures that they kind of present and be like, oh, the interest rates are blah, blah, blah. Not only do I not care about it, but I just have no vested interest of even knowing these things. So it just goes whoop, out one ear, you know, into the other and out the other side. But they were... I guess interest rates have doubled. So if my landlord, maybe he's desperate. He goes, I have to purge this house, you know, because it's a house. And then I have a couple of apartments in the back. I live in the bottom one. There's people that live in the top one. So maybe he's just like, I got to purge, you know, there's insurance, there's taxes. Yeah. Like I just can't afford it anymore. So potentially, you know, if he can't sell it, he might just lose it, and then I'm done either way. I'm toast.
Right.
And not going to be able to find a place. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I should probably be more panicked about it than I am, but I've really just got into a place of, I don't care.
It's out of your control, you know what I mean? Like, why panic? You just have to figure it out, you know?
I know that if worse comes to worse, I could just, like, You have a room.
Yeah.
I live with somebody for a little
while. You could.
While.
I wouldn't let you be homeless.
Yeah. 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 I have enough people, thank God, that care about me where they wouldn't let me just live, you know, on the street, even if it's a couch or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
So I'm just like, you know, and at least I have the excuse too, where it's like, I'm not effing up, you know. I mean, I am probably in some ways, but it's not all my fault, you know, right. Where I'm like addicted to crack or something and I'm just ruining my life. It's like, yes. The economy's bad. Supply chains, war, you know, what am I going to do? They're like, yeah, I get it. Just come live, you know, on our couch. And probably a lot of people would probably say, okay, even if they don't want me living in their house, they're probably like, okay, I need a few extra $100 or I'm going to lose my house. So I'll let this dickhead sleep on my couch, you know, and I'll let him give me a couple $100 a month and I could still. So either way, I'm going to be, you know, fine. I will miss my little apartment and living by myself, though.
Right.
That's I've really come to enjoy that. At almost 40, I having a roommate makes my stomach hurt. But it is what it is.
Get you in as an insurance salesman, dude, and then you'll be able to buy yourself a house, you know, or a nice condo.
4% on a new house, 2 to 4, doubled.
That's why you don't finance. You got to pay cash, baby. That's how you do it.
You know, I got a buddy, my friend Kayer, is a doctor. And you know how when people are so smart that they're dumb?
Yes.
He's one of these. So he doesn't know how any life works. He just knows about neurology. And so he goes, you know, we're talking about him. Like, Kayer, you know, you're a doctor now. You're making a bunch of money. You're in a private practice. You got to buy something, man, because he's making so much money now.
Right.
He doesn't have anywhere to put it. And I go, yeah, you just got to buy a house or something, man. He goes, yeah, I can't buy a house. I don't have enough money yet to buy a house. And I go, what? He goes, I don't have enough money to buy a house. I go, that's not a thing. What are you talking about? He didn't know what a mortgage was.
What?
He had no idea what I had to explain it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try to explain this. It's basically like rent, but it's rent. But it's yours. You're paying yourself rent.
You're buying equity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he goes, okay. All right. it's shocking. It's shocking. But most of these doctors, I mean, they're on the spectrum or something. He might be where he just doesn't comprehend anything but, you know, his job, his work. It's crazy, but it exists. Yeah. The thing.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I've been trying to talk Leah into buying a plot of land on a lake or a river. You know, there's plenty of land in Florida still, believe it or not. You know, it's going to be outside of the city, obviously, which I'm totally okay with. Kind of like that idea. And just buying an RV and just living on that plot of land until the interest rates go down a little bit. And then just build a house right there in that spot. Just build it. Just pay builders and put it there. Because buying something that's already, you know, on the market, that's already been lived in, it's ridiculous. Everything's getting bought up by these big companies. There's 80,000 houses empty in Florida right now. Empty. 80,000.
Yeah.
Because they've been bought up by these huge corporations, and they're just sitting empty.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.